It's not easy looking this good. Feel fit and fabulous with Krista and the Morning Rush.
Yes, honey, we are back with Fit and Fabulous each and every Friday at 7:40. Ladies, this is devoted to you because anything that walks into my life that I fall in love with, I want to share that with you. And I'm very excited about today's topic. But first, let me introduce to you two fabulous women that are here in Madison that I am so gracious to be next to each and every week on Wisconsin's 57 Girl Talk. Say hello to the general manager, by the way. Yes, honey.
Good morning, Krista. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, honey.
I got my 93.1 Jams glasses on. I'm a fan.
You're so sweet. We are on Facebook Live. It's Shady, by the way, gave you all sunglasses to have. So I think that's so sweet.
Our future's so bright.
Right? Say hello to Janet Crescent again, a beautiful co-host on Channel 57. Girl, how was the drive-in this morning?
You know, not bad. Actually, your parking lot was worse.
Oh, no. That means we have to get that sucker shoveled, I think. So we
wear many hats, Krista.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously, it is happening. Well, it is happening today. I'm very excited to have in with us a very wonderful person that has affected my life in a great way.
No pressure.
Of course, that is my boy, Hans, my personal trainer. And let me tell you, yesterday we were talking about, of course, The Real Housewives. Very popular right now on this show called Reality Check. And my girl Tracy Anderson comes in. And we were talking about, well, the OC and why it's very important that these ladies are touching a lot of people's lives. Take a listen to this, especially you, Hans, and tell me what you think. All right. Here you go.
Okay, so lady, what?
She wants to get on it.
What?
She wants to jump it on.
You sure? Can you manage that?
It's not what a professional businesswoman should be doing is twerking. Or grandmother. I'm a grandmother. I shouldn't be twerking. Sorry.
Bye.
Turn around. Twerk it.
Oh my God.
Ow, I threw a hip out.
Kim Kardashian butt.
No, this is fun. This is what vacation's about.
Right?
It's about twerking and smacking
asses. It'd be a
little
bit better if I had a beer.
Whoa. Vicky.
What?
Twerk. You guys are slanted.
Twerk.
And that is exactly what we are talking about. Ladies, it is all about the booty. And Hans, it is all about getting that firm butt. And that is what we are talking about today. So I'm super happy that you are here because it's really important these days with the ladies I know feeling good in your jeans. So how do we get Mr. Hans, my boy, personal trainer, a nice butt?
I can't get the word twerk out of my head. That's a word.
That is a word. That's when the ladies they dance. I can't do it to save my life.
Well, that'll be for the next episode then. Okay, so twerk it. I got enough.
Okay.
So
cool.
So your question is what? How? So Vicky.
Yes. So the whole synopsis of that show was about Vicky. Vicky's butt. By the way, she's in her 60s. Looks fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you must have gotten something done with your butt. Did you get a Brazilian butt lift? She goes, no, I've been working out. That's why it looks so good. So that's what it's very popular. A lot of women want that really nice tushy, like Kim Kardashian. I want to have like a shelf.
Right. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
So,
as you can imagine as a trainer, I get versions of this in a lot of different ways. Some people are really covert. They just kind of say, how do I get better legs? And then they kind of work themselves up to how do I get a better butt, right? So that's where that goes. And other people are just flat out Kim Kardashian. Mm. How do I get that booty?
Mm-hmm.
I get that. And you're going to get the usual suspects out of me, the squats and the lunges, and we'll get there first. I think, I have to admit, jeans are absolutely a part of it. Not the jeans you're wearing, the jeans your mama gave you, the jeans your daddy gave you. That's absolutely part of it because all of us have the same skeleton. We've got very similar muscles. The thing that's different is really the layers of fat. And as an exercise guy, I don't want to call a person fat, but we all have fat. I have fat. Everybody in the room has fat. But the way we store that fat is kind of, I think, a little bit of what we're getting at. And so depending on your age, depending on your genes, that fat is going to store itself in certain places, in certain ways. As you get older, that fat is going to start going to other places, right?
Right.
As we get older, muscles probably decrease. Fat probably increases. Mm. And for the booty, that's going in the wrong direction, isn't it? So we'll get into the usual suspects. So genes absolutely play a part of it.
Yeah.
But the other thing with the Kim Kardashians and the Vickys of the world,
yeah,
they got some things that we don't have, right? They've got time.
And money.
They've got money. What else?
Yeah, lots of money.
They also probably have access to some surgeons. I'm not saying she did it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying she did it, but they have a different lifestyle than we do. But what we have in control is our exercise. We have experts like me. We have testimonials like Krista. Plenty of us in the room are doing the things we need to do. So my question to you is, are you doing what you want to do to get to that?
I know I'm doing that with you because
we
were doing squats. So I was all like, and I can feel it. When I can feel the burn in my body, I know that I've done something good.
And, you know, I do feel like us gals are at a disadvantage just because that's where we store our fat. And it's a little bit tougher to work that area. And okay, so Hans, you're right. We don't have the budget. We don't have the time. We don't have the surgeons. And we want the best we can do and do our homework on our own. So talk to us about some of the exercises and why you think exercises are so important.
Well, and they are. So like I said, genes play a part of it. You know, diet is going to be a huge part. But you know, today, the things we can, what we're not doing is we're not activating our glutes properly. Now, when I say glutes, do we all know what I'm talking about?
Yes. But
what?
Your buns.
Your butt.
Your buns.
So we can use all that. We can call it glutes. We can call it buns. We can call it booty. Okay? When you're not a lot of us do not activate our glutes properly. And by that, I mean, when we're walking all day, what are we doing? We're essentially leaning forward. We're lifting our legs so we don't fall. Has anybody fallen walking lately other than on the slippery parking lot?
Ooh, gosh, shady.
Shady. Oh, poor Shady.
You know, if you're leaning forward and walking, that's a lot of muscles on the front. That means the ones in the back are not getting used as much as they should be. Additionally, there's one person in this room standing up, and that's Krista, because that's just how she rolls. Jessica, we're just sitting. Why?
Yeah.
Why do we sit so much? Let's stand. Right now.
Let's do it.
Right now.
Yeah. Oh,
in studio. We're up with
there
Krista.
You go. What's
all right.
Up?
All right. Okay. Is your tush, is your booty firm or is it flabby?
Are you going to
check
this?
I don't want to answer that.
Yeah. I'm not going to check it. Krista's going to go around and check.
Okay. Well, I'm
ready.
Just,
hold on.
Okay.
Wait. This is me. Squeeze your glutes.
Okay.
Let go.
Squeeze.
Okay, nice job.
Ooh,
let's squat down.
Like
hey,
it.
If you're in
no
the car,
close-up,
if
Shady.
You're in the car, do not stand. If you're not, if you can hear my voice but you're not in the car, stand up right now.
Okay.
Okay, they did it. Now, squat down and stand up.
Okay. Well, good thing we have moving microphones.
Stand up. Did you squeeze your glutes?
Oh, yes. Let me do it again. That was
a test. Let's do it again. Squat down and stand up. Our mics are moving.
Squeezing
glutes at the top. You have just activated your glutes properly.
Glutes activated.
Back to your seats.
So this is a great way to get started with glute exercises. Just a simple squat.
That's exactly it, Jessica. So glute activation. So one, we're just not, forget the exercises, just glute activation. Stand up more. If you're at work, stand up. Look around. If your coworkers are not standing, tell them to stand up. Do 10 squats. And every time you come to the top, squeeze the glutes. Glute activation number one. Number two, lie on your back. This is at the gym now. Not don't try this at work.
Okay.
Or in your car.
Or in your car. Thank you. You're lying on your back. Your feet are on the ground. Your knees are up at about 90 degrees. Okay. Can you imagine yourself lying in that position? Take your hips and squeeze your glutes and raise them up so that you kind of have that reverse bridge. Okay.
Yep.
That's a great one for glute activation. Number two for glute activation. Take that same position and lie on your side. Your knees are still bent, okay? One knee is now on top of your other knee, okay? You're lying on your side, your knees are at 90 degrees, and all you're gonna do is raise the top knee to the ceiling and kind of open your knees up about 90 degrees. That's called a clamshell. That's another good one for a different glute activation. Last one, same position, but straighten your knees. Now you're in one solid line on your side, laying on the ground, and you're just gonna raise your leg up to the ceiling. Lying leg lift is what most people know that as. Third one for glute activation. That's where we're going to start with glute activation. Few people are doing it properly. That's where we start.
Wow.
Got it?
I love that. I know we do some of those at the gym, so that's really, really sweet. So, yes, girls.
I think it's also a good way to just kind of take a break. Like you're talking about just doing the squats, which is a little less awkward at work. But it's a great way to kind of just reactivate your brain even, too. You know, you're going to activate your glutes and kind of just refresh. So I'm going to do it today. I'm going to squat in between emails.
I want to see a boomerang of you doing that, by the way.
Oh, my gosh. I got to learn how to do that. I don't know how to boomerang or twerk.
That's a good point. So I apologize. You know, we're obviously on the radio, so we can't do a ton of this. But what I'm going to do is later on Instagram today, I'm going to do a quick video, and I'm going to do those three that we did. Because a lot of you are sitting here and saying, how do I activate my glutes? Yeah, I can squeeze my butt, but what does that look like for the three exercises I just showed you?
Yeah.
I'll have that on Instagram later today. But you're right, Jessa. You know, at work, it can get a little bit awkward. So I was kind of joking around with you. But in all reality, we are sitting more than ever.
Yeah.
And that's a big problem. Our glutes are literally, literally falling asleep. And that becomes a problem. If you have low back pain, the number one thing I would tell you to do is those three exercises I just did. Forget the squats. Forget the lunges. Just do those glute activations and tell me that your back isn't feeling better after 3 weeks.
So good.
Well, that was one thing I was going to ask you too, is we talk so much about the core strength and core health and just in terms of, you know, your whole body, but your glutes are pretty close to your core. That's really part, kind of central.
It is.
So
it
it's
is.
Important.
You're hitting on it. And you know, as trainers, Jessica, you know this, we call it the posterior chain, posterior back, posterior chain, your lower back, your glutes, your booty, and your hamstrings are all kind of connected. We are very front-facing people. So much of what we do is in the front, and that gets us a little bit lopsided. The glutes are so important from Vicky's standpoint or Kim Kardashian or anybody in this room. The glutes are important because they stabilize the pelvis, and everything that goes to the front is strong. Everything in the back is weak, and our pelvis can really get out of whack, which is why we have those lower back problems. And so they're absolutely connected. When people talk about core exercises, the number one place I send them is the glutes first and
love
foremost.
It.
Yeah. Do you think there's a difference between, you know, that you probably see people who want to build their bottoms and people who want to lose their bottoms? Is there a difference in exercise that you would do, or are we doing the same thing?
We're probably doing the same thing. Again, from my perspective, is I'm in this for the health. If Vicky is in it for the booty and the other reasons, you know, at the end of the day, this is about health. This is about two things: building muscle and burning fat. Like I said, as a kid, we have a lot of muscle and little fat, and that goes in the opposite direction. And so I can't necessarily say these exercises will make your booty bigger or flatter or rounder or firmer. All I can say is that if you have more muscle and that turns into less fat, I can't tell you if it's going to look good or bad. I can tell you you're going to be healthier, and that's my motivation.
It's going to look good in my jeans, and I'm very excited because I'm going to go see my girlfriends in Minneapolis this weekend for a ladies' night out. So we are out of time. I do want you to throw it out right there right now. If you join our Facebook group, Hans Fit and Fabulous, you're going to hook someone up.
Absolutely. I'm going to do free personal training again for 4 weeks, online training. Join the group. Tell me how you are going to incorporate those glute activation exercises that we talked about. And then I'm happy to pick one person and let's do some free training.
So good. Well, you know what? We're going to continue this conversation on Facebook Live. And if you want to ask questions, 3210-931 or hit us up on Facebook Live as well. Hans, once again, I love you, my man. You're always taking care of my body. So again, we share this with you ladies and Janet and Jessa, of course, from Wisconsin's 57 Girl Talk.
Thanks,
until
Krista.
Then, you got it. It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.